here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And this is Thomas. And we have got all the life experience, and you can't beat us. We win the war. Ha! I'm just messing with you. And someone tell me a joke. Oh, you're so funny! Okay. So, please like, subscribe, and comment, and share below, and all those warm and fuzzy, lovey-dovey things. So what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about, does love make us weak? Kind of like how, like, people are afraid of love and that kind of thing, and they're afraid of how making us weak. So, like, a big perception that people have in relationships, especially with my life experience, too, is that there's the perception that love can make us weak. And some people are, like, probably looking at me, like, you know, when we're talking about love makes me strong, right? Because there's that mentality of, like, love makes me better. But still, you know, if you know, not everybody comes from a good family. Not everyone's lucky to have really great parents that guided them the full step of the way, you know. So whether it could be common sense or it may not be common sense, or you could just be enlightened by our videos, it's good to have these conversations. But basically, yeah, like, I mean, I think it, in some ways, like, it's the perception of kind of like opening up and getting vulnerable is the main issue, right? Because people don't want to seem weak, but it's like, but where did we go wrong in society, right? In a global culture where, especially men, because men struggle with this because of ego and pride and things like that. So is it as a society that we're not doing a good enough job pushing men to be better? Because sometimes we make excuses. I was watching this relationship video the other day. I posted on my Facebook page if anyone watched it. And they were talking about how, like, why men wait till it's too late, you know, to go after the girl they really want, you know? And he even said, the guy said, as a society, we have a cultural problem where we make excuses too much for guys sometimes. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, okay, well, he's a man, he's delayed. Because biologically, you guys do mature later than us women. Yeah. And I heard that some people argue that you don't know it's the one. Men know it's the one later than the woman normally.
I don't know if you ever researched a woman's brain and a man's brain.
Yeah.
A woman's brain, the process of growth, it takes on, got a faster process.
Yeah.
A man brain has a longer process.
Yeah. But did you think that when you were, okay, so I'm just curious, how did your perception shift when you got older and more mature after, like, the two divorces and the third marriage, and compared to younger? Like, did you think that love made you weak? Did your mother teach you that? Or was it harder for you as a man? I'm just curious.
I learned that love is a very, very strong word.
Yeah.
You shouldn't throw it around.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say I love you.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's perseverance.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's perseverance. How you maintain. Remember I told you an example. Is freedom free?
No, it's earned, really.
It's earned.
Yeah.
So when you learn those relationships and those experiences and what exercise you the way you think in life as you get older,
yeah,
you will learn what love is.
Yeah.
Everybody don't have that. Everybody don't have that luxury.
Right. Well, I was watching, I posted, please do like my Facebook page if you have not yet, but on my Facebook and my Instagram page, I posted a quote that I found that was really enlightening, where it says, falling in love is actually easy, but staying in love is rare.
That's what a perfect perseverance comes from.
Very rare. And that's perseverance, because you have to constantly work at it. You have to constantly work with your honeymoon phase and constantly keep it up and things like that. So that's why I always tell people, you know, what's easy to get may not last, because the hormones and all those things. But then when the real world hits you, you may not be able to sustain. You, like, again, eventually you got to stop making love. You know, making love is a beautiful thing, but at the same time, you got to talk. You got to get back to work. Mm-hmm. You got to, like, you know, live life. You know.
Last time we talked, physicality ain't going to always be there.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's a good thing to take advantage of your physicality, you know.
Yeah.
And if you found love, you know, you're going to embrace each other. There's something about you that I'm going to embrace that was going to allow me to love you for a long time. And yeah. I can see it. I can, just why I always say when you date, find out if you can be with that person 10 years from now or mm-hmm. 5 years from now. Yeah. It's a steps. Mm-hmm. And then you ask the other party, you know, how do you feel about life? You know,
yeah.
what do you think about kids? What do you think about, it could be anything.
Did it get easier with your wife now than it was before?
Or absolutely, it always, honey.
Yeah, because you're with the right person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I told you my first two whipped me into shape.
Yeah.
You know, they still
they kind of are brutal.
Yeah. They still have a real special place in my heart still.
Yeah. Well, it made you appreciate your exactly. person now. So yeah, I
hope they feel about that same way about me, but I just mean, getting wiser. I hope you get wiser.
Yeah, relationships make you wiser. Yeah.
Yep. So they still hold a special place in my heart because they was the ones that actually giving me the exercise.
It was exercise, and it was stepping stone to finding your life partner.
And then once it was easy with my wife now because it was like, you know, like I always tell you about her ex, Carl.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He did some crazy stuff and stuff like that, you know. But that's what made me see it, like, clearly, love.
That's true, because like I said, be careful with the extension of the messiness. You don't want to get into a relationship with someone that's going to really psychologically damage you, like, a lot. Like, mm-hmm. where it's, like, you know, going to take too long to recover. And if you do, I'm so sorry, please do get some therapy for that or something. But the point is, like those bad relationships or even the relationship that had a lot of troubles, it can make you appreciate the person, your life partner, so much more because you're like, man, she's like an angel or he's mm-hmm. like an angel compared to what I had before.
Mm-hmm. When you have those previous relationships, you know what you did to like repel your mate.
Yeah.
You know what you did to push them away.
Mm-hmm.
You gave the greatest example with your ex. Now, you too, Anna. You got to see what pushed him away from you.
Oh, I know what. Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, but
like I said, there was a lot of animals in my ex where it's like we grew apart. And there's like, I'm not going to go into private.
It goes both ways.
And it goes both ways, that's what
that's what's called not being arrogant. That's called being humble as an individual.
So when you
go pursue another person, you can say, okay, I can't do that again because I might be pushing somebody away where... Mm. Me too, you know. I might, you know, but then again, oh man, that is so much. It is so much. It is so much.
So love but makes nonsense. Us stronger, not weak. Really.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what follow love. Here's what breeds love.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect. Yeah.
Love is such a strong word. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
When you see it.
You can't explain it. Words
can't express it.
Yeah.
Because when you see it, you just see it.
You just feel it and see it.
You can cut it with a knife. It's one of my favorite slogans.
Like, did your heart, like, when it hit you with your wife, when did it actually hit you with your wife? Because you said that she initiated it, and but then you didn't really, did you catch on later? When did it hit you?
It wasn't even that long. Let's see. We was dating.
I'm just curious.
I would say, like, 2.5 weeks.
So it hit you when you start dating.
Yeah. Two and a half weeks. And I was like,
what happened? Was it just after one date? Not one date, but was it after this a specific time or date that you spent time together where it kind of hit you?
One date. That was it.
Just the first date?
One date. That's why I say You got some stuff for your head, Anna.
Yeah.
Because when you say love, it's so strong.
Everyone's so different. You know what I babysat? You know what, guys? I babysat and taught swimming lessons for a family, and it was hilarious because usually they say the woman knows before the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did she know it before you? Or just curious?
I think she knew it before me.
No, but like what, but even though you say words can't explain it, like how can you, like you need, like give them some phrasing for guys that can encourage them to not be afraid.
I think I said our last time was personality mean or not.
Yeah, it's not only looks, don't get caught up in the looks too much.
If your personality can reach out and grab me.
Yeah.
Your personality, the way you are, the way kind of person you are, mm-hmm. how ambitious you are, mm-hmm. that can reach out and like do something to me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's so vast. Love is so vast. There are so many little things that you like about a person that like really like attracts you.
So that
it's like a bond. It's
like a bond that you can't break.
Yeah, you can't break. You know, break it. So that just a part of what love is.
Huh, it's that's a good lot. Way to explain it.
It's a lot in there. It's right. a lot in there. That's why
it's not you just can't, one aspect.
Right, you can't throw love out there like a tap.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't throw love out there like that yeah. because it is so powerful. It is so vast.
Yeah.
And it's like love is not, you don't master it.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Yeah, that's a good point. Love is a journey because that's why I always argue finding lasting love is actually really hard because a lot of people get married, they're eager to get married, but then it doesn't last because they're not really happy.
You don't master it. You know, and I think the best part of like building love
yeah.
is you had one of those huge arguments, like went crazy.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
Because I don't like fighting.
Oh, that's the best. It's the best.
Unless it's like sweet squabbling.
No, it's the best.
Sweet squabbling.
It's the best. It's the best, honey.
I haven't had a best argument yet.
It's the best. But what I like about you with your thing is I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you can't argue too much.
No.
Because that's a pure sign that the relationship getting ready to end.
Oh, a quick point, guys, actually. A good test is, so let's say you're in a relationship with someone or you're dating someone and you get really physical like too soon or even often. Honestly, don't get intimate at all for like a week or 2 weeks and see if you can stand being around them.
Yes, that's a great point. Great point.
Because if you are not, because intimacy does cloud the judgment. So if you like just don't be intimate at all, like nothing for like 1 to 2 weeks, and you can't stand being around them, that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
I made a video that's titled "Do Admirers and Chasers Make Us Lazy and Egotistical?" Ah, that's what I said. Check that out, video, if you haven't not yet. But basically, in that video, I said that it's natural to have a naive phase. You can't skip it. You can't escape naivety. We all have it. And a lot of people in this day and age are trying to skip the naivety. They're trying to like grow up too quickly. And I'm like, but it's not going to work. You're mm-hmm. going to get hurt even worse. Mm-hmm. If you shoot for only marriage first and not even go through those phases of dating and things like that, you are setting yourself mm-hmm. up for failure mm-hmm. and you're setting yourself up for an unhappy marriage for a lifetime. I don't recommend that.
I like the term of slight lack of common sense.
Yeah, well, there's extreme naivety that's the part because that I'm talking about that we have to be careful.
The common sense is always there.
Yeah.
But you get clouded by stuff, and then it'll throw you off your common sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, man, I know I'm smarter than that, you know?
Okay, everybody, so hope you enjoyed this video. Got some insight and some perspective on love and all these fun loving things. Multiple hugs a day keeps cranking his way. And remember, why stay stuck when we can get better? Because there's always a work in progress. Okie dokie. It's Eugenie and Thomas signing out. Okay, bye.